This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudel takes oath of office and secrecy today. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda says the government is doing its homework to issue the Federal Education Act, and at least 8 people dead after boats capsized off San Diego coast. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudel took the oath of office and secrecy today from Acting Chief Justice Hari Krishna Karki in a special ceremony held at Sital Nivas. Outgoing President Vidyadeva Bhandari, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun, Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda, Chairman of the National Assembly, former Presidents, former Prime Ministers, Deputy Prime Ministers, Ministers, State Heads, Heads of Constitutional Bodies, Heads of Foreign Missions in Nepal, Heads of Security Bodies, High-Ranking Officials, among others, were present at the ceremony. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda said the government is doing the necessary homework to issue the Federal Education Act. Addressing the Diamond Jubilee Ceremony of Padmodaya Secondary School today, Prime Minister Dahal said that the government is doing necessary homework to issue Federal Education Act, and all the problems seen in the education sector are going to be addressed comprehensively. Prime Minister Dahal said the development of education is the foundation of the overall development of the country and the people, stating that it is necessary to make qualitative improvement in the curriculum according to current change politics and social order to make education useful for modern science, technology and business. Janata Samajwadi Party leader Pramila Kumari, who has registered her candidacy for the vice presidential election to be held on March 17, has made it clear that she is not a candidate but will support another vice presidential candidate of the same party, Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav. In a statement issued today, leader Pramila stated that while her name is on the list of candidates, she has expressed her support for Vice Presidential candidate Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamichhani has clarified that his party was not making any preparation immediately joining the government. Talking to journalists today, he said now they were busy evaluating the contemporary situation of the country. He added there is no internal discussion in the party whether or not to join the government. Blacktopping of a road linking Thasang Rural Municipality's Center Khanti and Mustang District Headquarters Jomsom has started. The task of blacktopping 16.5 km Khanti Jomsom Road section has started through the National Pride Kali Gandaki Corridor Beni Jomsom Korala Road Project. Project Chief Jagat Prajapati said that the contractor Gauri Parvati JV has started blacktopping of the Khanti Jomsom Road section through asphalt technology. It is being carried out after the expansion of a road and drainage and construction of wall. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Emergency services have said at least 8 people have died after 2 boats capsized off the California coast. A search began after the boats got in trouble off Black's Beach, San Diego. A 911 caller told emergency services she had been on a boat with 8 people that made it to a shore, but another vessel carrying 8 to 10 people had capsized. San Diego Lifeguard Chief James Gatland called it one of the state's worst maritime smuggling tragedies. Officials say they did not know the nationalities of the victims, but they were all adults. It was unclear what caused the incident, but Gatland described the areas as hazardous due to sandbars and inshore rip currents. He suggested rescuers did not find any survivors, but some may have left the beach before the emergency services arrived. Ukraine and Russia have reported inflicting heavy losses as the battle for Bakhmut rages on. Moscow has been trying to take the eastern Ukrainian city for months in a grinding war of attrition. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russian forces had suffered more than 1,100 deaths in the past few days, with many more seriously injured. Russia said it had killed more than 220 Ukrainian service members over the past 24 hours. Analysts said Bakhmut has little strategic value but has become a focal point for Russian commanders who have struggled to deliver any positive news to the Kremlin. He added that 1,500 Russian soldiers were wounded badly enough to keep them out of further action. Russia's defense ministry said Russian forces had killed more than 220 Ukrainian servicemen. The blaze which swept through the world's largest refugee camp last week was a planned and purposeful act of sabotage, investigators say. The fire on 5th of March in Bangladesh left 15,000 Rohingya refugees homeless and gutted some 2,800 shelters. Militant groups had started the fire to dominate the camps, said the government official leading the probe. There were no casualties, but the blaze ripped through homes and took down key infrastructure networks, schools, medical clinics and service points. The 7-person panel formed to investigate the fire presented its report on Sunday after interviewing 150 eyewitnesses. It recommended further investigation to identify the groups behind the incident. Now the sports news. Under the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2, Nepal has easily won the match against Papua New Guinea. Nepal won the match against Papua New Guinea by 9 wickets. Papua New Guinea presented a low target of 96 runs for a victory against Nepal. Nepal achieved the target by losing 1 wicket in 7.4 overs. Nepal will play against United Arab Emirates UAE on Thursday in its last match in the ongoing series. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly and mountainous areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Brief rain, thunder showers are possible at a few places in the hilly regions of the country. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly and mountainous areas of Gandaki province, Karnali province and Sudhupasim province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Paudel takes oath of office and secrecy today. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanna says the government is doing its homework to issue the Federal Education Act, and at least 8 people dead after boats capsized off San Diego coast. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.